Well, with a near 20-year record of rain and snow, we now have the most detailed view of our daily weather from space. Hi, my name is Dahlia Kirschbaum. I'm a research scientist here at NASA Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. Well, we know that as the climate changes, the wet areas will get wetter and the dry areas drier. But we also know that these changes aren't uniform. And so clues from the past can help us get a better sense of how precipitation may move and change in the future. One advantage of being able to look back 20 years is look at the changing patterns in El Niño, which caused some areas to get wetter and some drier. So with this long and accurate record, we can test climate models using observations of the past to better predict what the future might hold. We have so many tools and data sets at NASA that can help people around the world. And the fact that all of this data is free and open creates this powerful tool for people to use to make more effective decisions or learn more about their environment every day.